today. Okay, you've just found your job. The economy is turning around. People are finding work again, but it's still 9.4 unemployment rate. That's still bad. But you get the job. You think, okay, pressure off. Time to kick back. Yeah, I'll do the work, but hey, man, they're going to keep me this time. No need to be careful. Just do my own thing, right? Well, the thing is, you're kind of on probation, bud. They are watching you. Scott Sargis is president of Strategic Search Corporation in Chicago. He's an executive recruiter in the engineering, technical, and scientific fields. And getting the job, Scott, is only one hurdle. You've got to kind of keep working to keep that job.
Correct. Because you want to think as a rule of thumb, Bill, 6 to 12 months after your interview is your post-interview. So because you're on a trial basis with that company.
What is the boss looking for in that year period?
For A, if you can do the job, B, if you get along with people, in other words, if you're a team player, and C, if you're promotable for the future.
And you don't want to do something that really becomes a train wreck. And some of the things that a lot of people do, they'll take their cues from their colleagues. They'll look at the guy in the next cubicle. Hey, he's wasting time on the internet. I can do that too.
No, you can't. Because remember, this is not your home, Bill. This is a workplace. So you are on trial when you take that job. That's one of the biggest mistakes people make is they think, oh, I've just got the job, so everything's over. No, it's just starting.
And that point about using company resources, company equipment for personal use, obviously I think the boss knows that you people tend to waste a little time on eBay or Yahoo or looking at the news online. But you can't even afford to assume that the boss might even give you a little grace on that. You've got to just be as clean as a whistle as you can, right?
That's correct. Keep in mind, with the cost of smartphones so low, Bill, there's no reason why you should be making calls, emails, or internet on the job. Even if you're using your own smartphone, you're taking up company time.
All right, so the point is, if you got to make a personal call, use your cell phone. Don't assume that it's okay. What about monitoring? I know that I saw one statistic, and it said that, where is that here, that there are people who get fired all the time. Here it is. One in five large U.S. companies fire an employee for violating email policies in the last year. That's a little unsettling because people, I think, make the assumption, apparently falsely, that the company, the boss, they don't even know what you're doing.
That's correct. And there are programs, Bill, that are so inexpensive, like $39 Track for Win. So they're out there.
When you say programs, these are monitoring
programs where they monitor your internet and email use. Telephone use is a little different, so you have to have a stated policy of why, as an employer, using it. But internet and email monitoring, any company could pretty much do that.
I said earlier about taking your cues and these being the wrong cues from your fellow employees about things that they do and assuming that I can do it too, take early lunch, come back late, waste time. What about the cues you might be getting as to the culture of the environment? You've got to be sensitive to that as well, and as to how your boss wants to operate with you.
Right. And a lot of people make the misassumption, I'm going to wait for my job review, which maybe 6 months or a year down the road. You should be doing informal feedback immediately. I recommend that you should go out to lunch with your boss, meet with your peers, and keep in mind one thing, Bill. Because the economy's been so poor for 2 years, they've been cutting out lots of layers of support for your boss. So your boss's job, as a rule of thumb, is 50% harder. So to the extent that you can make your boss's job easier, it will be reflect better on you, even if it's outside of the scope of
your
job.
Are you saying that you should talk to your boss when you take him out to lunch or something and say, you know, is there anything more I could do to make it easy? I can see that you have more than you can handle on your plate. Those kinds of things are good?
Correct. As a rule of thumb, put yourself in the employer's shoes and ask yourself the question, what can I do to make the job easier for my employer?
What about this? The boss kind of acts like you're his best friend or her best friend. There should always be some kind of a wall there, right? A professional distance. You shouldn't be too buddy-buddy with the boss, even if the boss wants to be that way.
That's correct. Keep in mind, this is a workplace. And what is the number one reason for businesses to be in business?
To make money.
That's correct. It's not to be friends. It's not to use company resources for personal use. Keep that in mind, and you'll do well on the new job.
Yeah, it's easy to look at your boss, and if she or he is acting real chummy, you think, hey, this is sort of an easy-breezy, loosey-goosey kind of work environment, and that sort of leads to maybe lazier work habits. You've got to assume that, yeah, in these leaner times, companies are much more concerned about the bottom line, and so if you're not rowing hard, That's going to reflect negatively on you.
Correct. And remember an accounting term, LIFO, last in, first out. What that means in the employment setting is the last hired is usually the first fired. So you want to be cognizant of that. And once again, remember to keep in mind what you can do to help the employer, and you'll be better off.
It is illegal to discriminate, obviously, if in religion, on race, age, but it does happen. And do these things that you do using the phone for personal use, wasting time, can that be almost used as an excuse if you've got, say, a racist boss or somebody who thinks because you're over 55 you're not good enough to cut the job? Can that be used as an excuse to fire you?
Well, you know, Title VII and the ADEA, Age Discrimination Employment Act, were enacted to protect employees. However, employers still covertly discriminate. So what I recommend is rather than get all flustered, and I'll give you an example. I had a candidate named Tom that I placed, and 4 months after he was placed, he started talking freely about this obscure religion. And his boss made some comments, so he got all flustered, and then he sued the company. He wound up getting fired. The bottom line is companies can find other ways to get, you know, have you fired as a result of this. So what I recommend instead is look at ways to make yourself more marketable. For example, SEO, search engine optimization, is cutting edge right now. Figure out ways like SEO, et cetera, where you can make yourself more marketable to the company.
Scott Sargis is the president of Strategic Search Corporation here in Chicago. Great stuff, Scott. Thank you very much. I know what to do now to get along better with my boss. Work harder. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for having me.